Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. I ain't got a dime, but what I got is mine. I ain't rich, but Lord, I'm free. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's where I'll be.
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dabusky. Israel's foreign minister has announced the man killed in today's Israeli Defense Force operations in Gaza is Hamas head Yahya Sinwar, considered the mastermind of the October 7th attacks. ABC News White House correspondent Karen Travers has reaction from the vice president.
Vice President Harris said the death of Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar gives an opportunity to end the war in Gaza.
And it must end such that Israel is secure. The hostages are released, the suffering in Gaza ends, and the Palestinian people can realize their right to dignity, security, freedom, and self-determination.
The vice president said it's time for the, quote, day after in Gaza, without Hamas in power. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Harris is on the campaign trail today, rallying supporters in Wisconsin. Former President Trump is in New York City. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Charges have been filed in Manitowoc County against Jesse Vang and Katrina Bauer in the death of Elijah Vu. Elijah was the 3-year-old boy who went missing in February and whose body was found last month. Manitowoc County District Attorney Jacqueline LaBrie made the announcement at a news conference this afternoon. She says bail hearings will likely be held for Bauer and Vang tomorrow. Some unsolicited text messages about voting in Wisconsin are designed to confuse people, not help, so says Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
I get very frustrated when these groups send out information and they don't get the facts right because it confuses voters.
You can find the facts at myvote.wi.gov. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Sometimes as dads, I think we're too hard on ourselves. We get down on ourselves on not being able to, you know, we're the providers, but we also have to learn to take care of ourselves. Arapaho way, you got to pray for yourself as well as for everybody else, but never forget yourself. Self-love made me a better dad because I realized my worth.
Never stop being a dad. That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's the Bucks and the Mavericks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks are in Dallas to take on the Mavericks in their final preseason game tonight. Chris Middleton had surgery on both his ankles in the offseason. Was he able to practice yesterday? Doc Rivers.
No, we didn't even think about it. No, he did everything else, all our skeleton stuff. He did some one-on-one yesterday live, which was really good. So he's getting there.
Not going to play tomorrow.
No, he won't play.
NFL, the Packers' new place kicker, Brandon McManus, worked out with the team, looked good in practice. The Packers host the Texans Sunday. College football. Ball Badgers quarterback Braden Locke talked about facing another Big Ten rival this Saturday, the Northwestern Wildcats.
In this league, you really can't look ahead or look back. If we've seen many things this college football season, it's that any given Saturday, somebody can beat somebody. So we got to respect our opponent. We got to respect what they do. And you know, the best way for us to do that is by preparing really well We've got to go out and play a good game if we want to win. I'll tell you, right?
That's Wisconsin quarterback Braden Locke. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
From historic title town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken daily. Fridays, enjoy fish fire with salad bar. Saturdays, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, take it to the house with a tasty prime rib with a championship salad bar. Game day breakfast on Sundays at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
This is the Title Town Report, presented by the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, executing its game plan to not only support soybean farmers, but all of Wisconsin. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
The Packers signed kicker Brandon McManus and put him through his first workout with the team on Wednesday. I'm Bill Scott. McManus was accused of sexual assault and harassment against two flight attendants last season while playing for the Jaguars. The NFL determined in late September there was insufficient evidence that McManus had violated the NFL's conduct policy, and he was free to sign with another team. His availability and the Packers' need for a reliable kicker got us to where we are today.
For us, really, obviously, he wouldn't be available right now if those accusations weren't out there, but I think the league did a really thorough investigation, and we leaned on that as we went through it.
Packers DM Brian Gutekunst. I'll have more after this.
Thanks to Soy Checkoff Investments, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board is huddling up and going deep with innovative products that help to protect Wisconsinites' blindside. Products like PFAS-free soy foam help to keep the brave men and women who fight fire safe while also protecting the communities they serve. Soy-based tires are like cleats for the road, keeping drivers on the road while removing harmful petroleum from the tires. The Checkoff's vision puts Wisconsin farmers in position to play the long game and grow markets and build demand for soybeans right here on our home turf. From every corner of the field, the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board knows how to execute a game plan to fuel Wisconsin's economy, communities, environment, and farms. To learn more about the innovative products coming from Soybean Farmers Investments, visit wisoybean.org. That's wisoybean.org.
When the NFL made its ruling, Brandon McManus became available, but he still needed a taker.
Kicker position, as we all know, is a black and white position, and I was hoping that my previous track record and my performances on the field was able to give me another opportunity. So like I said, extremely happy and excited that when the Packers reached out, to give me that opportunity again.
McManus ranks number 4 in the NFL in field goals with 253 and points scored with 1,071 since 2014. I'm Bill Scott. More from Title Town tomorrow on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger. Avoid burning. But those winds will shove us to highs in the mid-60s today and near 70 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 63 degrees.
98 Q Country.
Katie's sitting on a row front porch, watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. slip something over him. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in and says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be.
Girls you love never gave back diamond rings. I wish every porch had a swing. Wish kids still learned to say sir and ma'am, how to shake a hand. I wish every state had a Birmingham. I wish everybody knew all the words to Mama tried. I wish Monday mornings felt just like Friday nights. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. I wish honky tonks didn't have no closing time. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish Sundays on the creek bank would never end. Wish I could learn to drive again. Wish the first time 17 she was my everything. Kiss in a Chevrolet could happen every day. I wish everybody overseas was gonna make it home. I wish country music still got played on country radio. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cold Bud Light. And I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. Honky tonks didn't have farms never got sold. And I wish even cars had truck beds, and every road was named Copperhead, and coolers never run out of cobalt light. I wish high school home teams never lost, and back road drinking kids never got caught. And I wish the price of gas was low and cotton was high. And I wish honky tonks didn't have no clothes and tie. And I wish grandpas never died. I wish grandpas never died.
Crank it up. Let's kick it off.
Real country variety.
I love their variety.
98Q Country.
Just
crossing mine. We kiss in her driveway, and by the time I hit the highway, she called to tell me goodnight one more time. And she'd say, love you, miss you, mean it, boy, I'll see you when I'm dreaming. I can't wait to feel you hold me again. Till then I'll be counting down the minutes, I'll be climbing up these walls. Your kiss, I want it, need it, love you, miss you, mean it, baby.
Today's best country and more of it.
98Q Country.
Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I got left. I go down to that same old cafe where I try to wash my troubles away. I'm still down and I'm still all alone, but it beats staying home all night long. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. I go home and I climb that old stairway, and I tell myself tomorrow's a new day. But I know I'll just go down again and spend my time with my new next of kin. Brother jukebox,
sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since she left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. Brother jukebox, sister wine, mother freedom, father time. Since you left me by myself, you're the only family I've got left. You're the only family I've got left.
That's Mark Chestnut here on 98Q Country with Brother Jukebox, following up Luke Bryan and Love You, Miss You, Mean It. Before that, five in a row we just brought you, it was the Packers Title Town Report from Jack's Corner Bar that comes to you 3 times a day at 6 a.m., 9 a.m., and 3 p.m. Top of the line Packers info from insiders and people like Mike Clemens, part of the Civic Media Network. All awesome Packer info. I like giving you the armchair opinion, and it's basically like, hey, what if you could daydream all day about what little you know about football? That's what I get to talk about here on the radio. For example, I've got for you the cherry-picked stat of the day as far as the Packers go this season. Jaden Reed hit 100 rushing yards on the season 2 weeks ago against the Rams when he took one for 11 yards. That's like the statistical equivalent of like a bottle rocket. Just more neat than anything. Just pop. But he did it by the end of game 5, and he also had 400 receiving yards by the end of game 5. That means he's the 6th player to ever hit both marks in the first 5 weeks. Okay, now we're getting somewhere. But of course, with the recent rule changes that make offense a little more possible over the last few decades, things like that happen more than ever, especially if you talk about quarterbacks. But I'm sure rule changes, except nobody's done this in almost 40 years. Seriously, Jaden Reed did something 2 weeks ago, or finished doing something 2 weeks ago, that hasn't been done since Roger Craig did it in 1985. Like I said, it's fairly contrived on what qualifies for the stat, but at the same time, 400 receiving, 100 rushing in 5 games? That seems more than attainable when it comes to the idea that it hasn't happened for that long. Here's hoping this offense of the Packers' 2024 season will become the kind of historic that doesn't require arguments and 2-minute explanations. We'll talk more about football after a check of the weather from the Civic Media weather team here on 98Q Country, after a word from sponsors, and after that weather, Old Dominion, Sarah Evans, bunch of country music back to back. We'll talk more football in about 20 after this on 98Q Country.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
Witches, vampires, werewolves, and ghouls, it's time for Jack's Corner Bar's Halloween Bash on Saturday, October 19th. Costumes are essential, with cash prizes for the top 3. The spooky fun starts at 8 p.m. featuring music by Days of Jamaica, plus dastardly drink specials and food. So be there or be scared for a howling good time at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Guests must be 21 to enter.
With Progressive, you get more than savings. You get access to us through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
Oh, I see what you're doing here, Jamie. Giving me all these ways to stay in touch so I have no excuse not to. Well, you're in luck, because this guy's in the market for a new BFF.
Actually, all our customers can contact us this way.
Oh, yeah, no, I was just kidding.
But I am always up for Taco Pizza! Jinx!
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, this is Carrie Joy, and I'm going to use a quote to kick off today's Work Money Minute. Comparison is the thief of joy. That fancy quote comes from everybody's favorite 26th president, Theodore Roosevelt. It calls out one of the most common problems that you and me and everybody we know sometimes has about their money. It is envy. You know, whether it's something you see in real life or something you see as you're scrolling on Facebook or Instagram, envy is really hard to turn off. And you know how when you feel it, it just makes everything else around you seem yuckier? Well, here's what I do. A, I give myself a break. It's normal and human to feel envy. B, I say, Carrie Joy, don't believe the hype. You know real life is more complicated than what you're looking at. And C, I stop scrolling for a little bit. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Abundant sunshine today with feisty winds, whipping out of the south and gusting up to 30 miles per hour. Pairing that with the drought conditions, there's a high fire danger. Avoid burning. But those winds will shove us to highs in the mid-60s today and near 70 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
98Q Country.
Well, it was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words were do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open that door no more, but she kept the hotel key. Still see her on the bed sitting Indian style with my t-shirt on and a half-drunk smile. She talked about Austin and how she'd get back there someday. I had the curtains wide open and a song on my phone. We danced by the TV we never turned on and wondered would anyone miss us if we ran away. But this isn't one of those stories that ends up that way. No. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and my clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key. We left the crowd, we left the world and locked it out. She left a picture in my head, she left a night I can't forget. But she kept the hotel key, slipped it in her purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the sleeves and the clothes all over the floor. We both know we can't open the door no more, but she kept the hotel key.
Makes you enjoy work a little more.
Log on.
98Q Country.
Woke up late today and I still feel the sting of the pain, but I brush my teeth anyway. I got dressed, through the mess and put a smile on my face. I got a little bit stronger. Work and I'm trying to ignore the hurt, so I turned on. it for a minute, but then I changed it. I'm getting a little bit stronger, just a little bit.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed, just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So come a looking. Feels good, about time. Blue skies ahead and BS behind. Got the wind in my head, got nowhere to go, so I'm already there. Maybe Moab, maybe the Rockies,
Maybe the great soft plains of the hills of Kentucky, maybe north, maybe south. I don't care as long as it's now. So long, four-wheel son, got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word, and if I don't come back, don't come a-looking. Get down tonight, come on. If you're looking for a real good time, come on. If you kinda wanna lose your mind.
Son, you gotta work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. Well, my mom and papa told me, son, you gotta make some money. If you wanna use a car to go riding next Sunday. Well, I didn't go to work, told the boss I was sick.
Now you can't use a car cause you didn't work a lick.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called the congressman and he said, quote,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, cause there ain't no cure for the summertime blues. The summertime blues. No, there ain't no cure for the summertime blues.
They make my workday go by so much faster.
We're here to pick you up.
All day at work. All day at work.
98 Q Country.
ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown in four-wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you how country feels. Ever watch the sun go down from the bed of a pickup truck? Ever been so into somebody? Still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, park down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off. Put your hair down, get you some of this laid on back, kick your shoes out, kick them off, get you some of this slow down fast, I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels, let me show you.
That's Sugarland here on 98Q Country with Settlin' from all the way back in 2006. Though I did a little bit of digging after I heard Mike McKay mention earlier today that they're working on some new music. That was pretty exciting, so I did some digging. They've already released some. Actually, August of this year, they released a 4-track EP, and I think I managed to even bump into one or two of these songs. There Goes the Neighborhood, Temporary Feeling, Georgia Is Yours, and Get Your Hopes Up, written by a few familiar names too. So check that out. Look up Get Your what is it? There Goes the Neighborhood. Forgive me, I was subbing in the name for a song there. My apologies. We were talking about potential trade scenarios that the Packers could get into. I think it was last week, or actually earlier this week, we were talking about Greg Newsom II. Well, I found a few other potential trade scenarios laid out by a guy named Rucker Herringy from a website called FanSided. A really quality Packers writer from a few different places. Rucker's been putting it in for a while. And frankly, a lot of trade scenarios are kind of out there. But Rucker had some ideas that it's like, okay, these are realistic. I don't like some of them because of the players involved and what it might mean, but frankly, it seemed a lot like the kind of trades you might hear about. So I wanted to take a peek at some of them here. One player I mentioned myself for trade purposes is Malik Willis. Frankly, I pointed out that Malik, and I'm far from the only one, not the first one to spot this, Malik Willis is our backup quarterback this season, coming over from the Titans early after Jordan Love was injured in Game 1, and he's played better than some starters this year. That means big old target on his back, trade-wise. As Rucker points out, the most extreme potential option that we might use Malik for effectively, I hate that phrase, but you get me, would be to send him to the Browns for something like a second round pick. The idea being Malik starts in lieu of Cleveland's current starting QB, which is especially doable because Malik is still on his rookie contract and therefore would come at minimal cost against the massive existing contract they have in that quarterback room. Again, I don't like it, but Cleveland has already indicated that they believe Deshaun Watson is their best chance to win, even over capable backup Jameis Winston. So maybe something like this would be enough to get the ball rolling on some actual wins. If there's not some kind of move made in Cleveland, this is kind of my side note here, I'm going to start thinking about, man, are we going tank this season? Is that the goal? High draft pick for next season? We'll have to see. We'll talk more football in a little bit here on 98Q Country. A couple other potential trade scenarios. We'll go over those after 4 o'clock. Right now, though, I'll bring you more country music. Need a Favor from Jelly Roll will be up first, then Martina McBride, Dustin Lynch, and more will guide you into that 4 o'clock mark and top of the hour news that we bring you every hour here on 98Q Country, WCQM.
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
Attention bettors, the Heckman in-house online auction is happening now at their auction house in downtown Phillips. Hurry, bidding starts and ends this Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. Join them for a special preview from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. prior at Heckman's on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Discover amazing lots including art prints, beer memorabilia, clothing, collectibles, sterling silver jewelry, furs, and more. Don't miss out. View all the items at heckmanauction.com and download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have you outgrown your health insurance plan? The number one reason we all change our health insurance is price. Are you paying too much for your health insurance? Would you like to have better coverage at a better rate? Take a few minutes right now and find out if you can save money or even qualify for zero-cost health insurance in your state. Call now.
800-693-9308. 800-693-9308. That's 800-693-9308.
98Q Country.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. More Sundays drunk off my ass than I have in church. Hardcover King James, only been saving dust on the nightstand. And I don't know what to say by the time I fold my hands. I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Like Hail Marys, if you're still there, Lord, spare me. Oh my God, Hail Mary. Hanging in there, just barely throwing up prayers. Like Hail Marys, if you're still there.